many suspected that he died or was injured and died in his wound or was just injured recovering. So now he returned to the scene, and before he had this meeting with Taqaddum, the civil front, that is in order to reach a ceasefire of hostilities in Syria and to have a focal program to restart the transition period again. Now, Hamati, before he started this meeting, he did have regional tours, as you accurately mentioned. And those tours was done in order to gather more support before him having a meeting with Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who is the commander-in-chief of the Sudanese armed forces, his main enemy at the moment, and the chief of state by de facto, the head of the Sudan Sovereign Council. The reason why Hemeti wants to bring these leaders into IGAD, the regional country that he's been visiting, is because he wants to ensure that Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan would fulfill any commitment that he agrees to in the agreement. If that thing happens, and if I may emphasize this, Carol, I mentioned if the emphasis on if, because there are many scenarios that shows many realities that shows that Burhan would actually not go to that meeting. And those are as follows. The first one, if he goes to that meeting, there is a possibility of him facing a coup d'etat from his own generals. There are some generals who have shown that they're not willing to negotiate with Lieutenant General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo Hemeti because he rebelled against the state.
You know, the leader of the RSF had said early on that his RSF forces would fight to the death. And now he's talking about being, you know, available for an immediate ceasefire negotiations. Do people take him sincerely when he's talking to these Sudanese civil leaders and others?
That's a great question. Many don't really see the sincerity of, from my reading of the situation, many don't really see the sincerity of either side wanting a ceasefire. And either side will always logically say they want a ceasefire, a permanent ceasefire, because they need to have credibility in front of the international communities, regional public, international communities. I have to emphasize, they're listening more to the concerns of regional powers and the international communities rather than the Sudanese people themselves. That's why they're going for these meetings, initiatives with the regional powers. Al-Burhan, if you recall, before Hemeti reappeared again to the scene, he had his own regional tours, and basically that regional tours was to make him powerful by gaining
and sort of to appear more statesmanlike.
Absolutely, yes, to appear more statesmanlike. And Hemeti decided to do the same thing before meeting Burhan. So they're all trying to gain credibility. Hemeti went a step further, in order to gain credibility by signing with Taqaddum, the civilian front that is headed by former Prime Minister Dr. Abdullah Hamdok.